Hello, it's me, SK the Musky Man, again. In this episode, I'm gonna be discussing and comparing freshwater fishing to sea fishing, and all the different comparisons and all the different unique fish that you can get. Again, I'm gonna be discussing freshwater fish and also sea fishing. Anyways, I hope you like it. Thanks. Okay, the Musky Man again. Anyways, getting into the freshwater fish, one thing I want to mention to you about that a lot of people want to know is that there are over 800 different species of freshwater fish in the United States, and in the 50 states. Yeah, 800, and that's all around the 50. That's all around the United States, and I know most people wouldn't be able to name them all, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of fish that, people are able to catch. Like I mentioned, there's more than 800 fish that people are able to catch in the United States of America. Yep. One thing I wanted to mention about was that when you're fishing in America, you don't have to worry about any poisonous fish, except for when you're down south. Of course, like in Michigan and Ohio and different places like that, you have bass and stuff, but then when you're going out to like the salt water, you have to worry about for like all kinds of fish, like even sharks and different stuff. But in like Michigan and the Great Lakes and everything, there are no poisonous fish or anything like that. Or so that's one thing a lot of people like, and I mean, you have to be careful about the sharp teeth on the fish and everything, but you don't have to worry about like any poisonous fish in Michigan. Hello, it's me, SK the Musky Man again. Anyways, like I was mentioning, fishing like down south in Florida, and in the tropics and down in the warmer climates, you have to worry. You have to be not as to try to be more careful because you have those more dangerous and more poisonous fish that we don't have in Michigan and other states around here like Ohio and stuff. And you'd have to worry about getting the fish like they are like the poisonous tiger fish or the poisonous electric eel or any of those poisonous fish or any of those, or even the sharks or anything that I was mentioning that was down in Florida, and that's probably because it's different than where they're fishing in the freshwater, where, as opposed to fishing down south in the warmer climate, because it's got the salt water and there's a whole bunch of different fish and everything that can are able to survive, and even in the salt water you have to be careful too, because you have like crabs and also you have like jellyfish and just alligators and all those different stuff that you don't have in the fresh water. You just have to be careful. Another thing I wanted to mention too is going back to saltwater fishing. you have to be careful. Again, even if you're not fishing or anything, you have to go. You have to be careful at some areas because there's like alligators and sharks too. And I know that. Yeah, I know you have to be really careful about when you're around them. And I know that even some people, yeah, because I know that they have a lot of sharp teeth and everything. And yeah, I know that anywhere you see sharks or alligators, you have to be really careful about it. And that's one positive thing, as I mentioned before, that in Michigan, we don't have any of that stuff as opposed to down south, like in the Everglades and stuff, where you find all kinds of poisonous fish and all kinds of fish that you don't see in Michigan in the fresh water. Another thing I wanted to mention also about was in the salt water, like, and especially in the warmer climates and stuff, you have to be, even if you're scuba diving or anything related to being around other dangerous fish, or even around stingrays or anything like that that have those poisonous things, you have to be careful, because I know that if you're not safe around them and taking proper precautions, then you could be turned very deadly. And even like I mentioned before, even about being around sharks too, you have to be careful, because you don't want any shark bites or any bad stuff, because I know that sharks have had a strong history of going after people, and overall. You have to be careful with all being down there with all those sharks and stingrays and everything else like that too, and alligators and all that.